Yourself, and if you have, you know that it's a long, lonely desert road with not a whole lot of attractions to look at on the way. And as you've driven it, you might have even seen this mysterious sign and wondered, what the heck is
that? All right, we're coming up on our exit here. Let's see who knows how to pronounce this.
Come with or without money and spend a day, a week, or a lifetime as you care to, and enjoy our beautiful 12,000-acre estate that belongs to God.
From a distance it looks pretty realistic, but up close you can tell it's fake.
It looks better than I expected. It looks quite natural.
A tree has fallen in the path. But look at these rocks here, these decorative rocks, that at one time signify the arrival to something beautiful.
The rocks look really nice, and the warm and cool tone options look nice when shapes and colors and mixed.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough road out here. So the road is, it's pretty good as far as dirt roads go. Okay, that's weird. Now it looks like it's painted.
This is the end of the world, I think. Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, I want to go into the lake.
Stay in the road, Papa. You're gonna see.
Just come on out here and enjoy our wonderful hot mineral water baths, the finest of foods in abundance, our wonderful desert pure fresh air, no smog, no fog. Come and learn to breathe again. Lay out in the sunshine.
I ordered the gray color because it was a great deal cheaper than the sandstone version at the time, and then just painted it a more realistic color to match the stone in our landscaping. It turned out really nice.
I think the asphalt is so hot. It's melted. Hope we don't sink into the asphalt.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, you can smell the asphalt.
It's 107 degrees here. The road is really good up here. Of course, there's nobody on this road, but paved road. Very picturesque looking area. The sun's starting to go down here. We'll be here pretty soon.
Albert is using a dark color called anthracite to touch up some of the pink spots. You'll notice that he sprays the paint from all different angles. What he's interested in doing is just hitting the highlights of the rocks, the very tops of the rock surfaces with the different colors. And you'll see him use a lot of colors here. And I think that the variety of color is one of the secrets to the realism of these rock formations.
Looks fake no matter how far away you are.
When it's combined with the other paints that he's going to spray on here, it makes for very realistic results.
Rock does not blend well with other rocks. Color is very uniform and looks fake.
Now Albert is lightening up the rocks with an overspray of white. This is just a light spray just to hit the highlights of the rocks.
If I could give a zero star, I would. This is so fake. I decided to keep the rock, two cans of Rust-Oleum spray paint, in two different tones, of brown slash gray. I was able to make it look like a rock, so if you kind of handy, please, see my pics before and after, it's acceptable.
Do not recommend if you need sandstone color.
Asphalt again. Maybe the road just got washed away.
Trying to turn around.
He didn't know. Back
on asphalt.
Hot out here, 108 now.
Oh, you'll love it here. Get a greater joy out of life. And so until the same time tomorrow, over the same wonderful station, I'll say bye-bye and God bless you all.
Casino Resort in Laughlin, Nevada. I really do listen to what guests have to say.
The room and